Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
On this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, I'm going to be speaking about something that came up on Quora. Quora is a forum where anyone throughout the world can ask questions, and other people throughout the world answer the questions, and they cover questions on pretty much any subject matter one could ever imagine, and then some. It's an amazing place. I answer a lot of questions on personal development, mental health, hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, and a few on physical health issues. With that said, one of the questions that was asked of me by a Corin was, my therapist said that I need to learn to live with my negative thoughts because they will never go away. What is the point in therapy if I'm going to be stuck with these thoughts and feelings for life? This particular question hit me where I live because one of the clients that I had many, many, many years ago was told that she would be on antidepressants for the rest of her life, and she felt similarly. What was the point of going on if I was always going to have to take drugs and drugs that didn't help her? Because she didn't really have emotionally based depression at the time. What she had was leaky gut, and she wasn't able to metabolize the amino acids to create the neurotransmitters that are generally made in your gut, not your brain, your gut. So she had some issues with depression and sleep and a whole bunch of other things because of that. So my answer to this question went basically like this. If your therapist actually told you that, his or her license should be revoked. I would also fire that particular person for incompetence. There are many reasons why people carry negative thoughts. If one is actually suffering from depression, depression is a symptom that needs to be attended to. It may be an actual depression. It may be that something was lost that was very important to that person. Or it may have nothing at all to do with emotional issues. If you're on an antidepressant and it isn't working, it may be because they are only 30% effective. Now, this is based on 35, 40 years of work on placebo effects by Dr. Irvin Kirsch at Harvard University, and it was duplicated by Dr. Walter Brown at Brown University. So we know it's only placebo effect, which means that 70% of the people have no positive result from taking antidepressants. They also happened to choose the antidepressants as Adam. They were studying the placebo. It was all done for placebo effect. So that's how we know. There is a reason why antidepressants have a black box warning that they can make people have suicidal or homicidal thoughts, especially teenagers. So medications can have adverse effects, even for the very symptoms that it was created to be taken care of. However, there are many other reasons that people have negative thoughts showing as depression that are physiological in nature. And the first one is what I said, leaky gut, where the person isn't able to metabolize their food. And by the way, there's probably 27 different nutrients that if you don't get enough of them, they can cause you to feel poorly in this way. And one of them was actually spoken about by a woman on Quora, who had gone into a whole long story of being depressed for years and years and years. She had other symptoms on top of it, and all the doctors would ever do was tell her that she needed antidepressants. They weren't helping her. This was not the issue. In her case, it was B12. As people get older, they don't metabolize their vitamins as well. In this case, she needed B12 supplemented. Eating a ton of crap food without the appropriate nutrition can also cause depression because, again, you're malnourished from those things that your body needs. Hormonal imbalances also cause symptoms of depression, especially with a low-functioning thyroid. But burnt-out adrenals can cause a lot of irritability in one as well. So I explained to this person that they need to go see a functional or integrative doctor, or better yet, a chiropractor who's helped people with all these kinds of issues overcome them. They're called neurological chiropractors. Because the psychiatric world only believes in poison, it's really kind of crazy. The body is a self-healing mechanism, and sometimes it has nothing to do with emotions and everything to do with physiology. I'd also say that one needn't really go on antidepressants if you're depressed. What you need to do is get to the cause of the depression to figure out what needs to be released. Because there's always a cause. I always tell people that depression is like pain. It's a symptom that shows that there's something that needs to be dealt with. So best find out the cause of the symptom and then go about healing it. Especially if you haven't had any emotional issues that would put you into a depressed state in the first case. That's a pretty good indicator that it's not emotionally based and that you don't need to be put on antidepressants. I hope you found that useful. And as always, I thank you for spending your time with me till next time. If you've enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you'd go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N-S-Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.